This is The Takeaway. I'm Farai Chidea.
And I'm Lynn Scherr. It has been a six-day moon fest as we've been celebrating the first moon landing 40 years ago. But it turns out that getting there was not the hardest part. The real puzzler? How to get off the moon to return to Earth. Joining us today to tell us what it was like for Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong when they departed from the moon 40 years ago today is Dan Derda. Dan is a planetary scientist at Southwest Research Institute in Boulder, Colorado. He was also a finalist for the 2004 astronaut selection process, which means, Dan, you want to be an astronaut, right?
Good morning, Lynn. Yes, that's been a focus of my adult professional life for quite a while.
Well, me too. I was a semifinalist in the Journalist in Space competition, and I would have gone in a second. But, of course, that competition ended shortly after the Challenger explosion. So better luck to you than me in any event. Getting off the moon, it seems counterintuitive. It seems as if it would be easier to get off the moon than to get to the moon. What was the big challenge?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's, getting, of course, with the celebrations this week, we've been focused about, the launch on July 16th, leaving the Earth and that huge Saturn V, and, of course, the landing on the moon a few days later on the 20th yesterday. We tend to forget that the astronauts had to get going fast again off the surface of the moon in order to get back home, and anything involving getting going that fast in that much of a hurry involves a lot of energy.
And you're going from a very different atmosphere from what we have here on Earth.
Yeah, absolutely. Leaving the Earth, you're traveling through this dense atmosphere. On the moon, you've got to remember, it's a vacuum on the surface of that moon. And so, one effect is you don't have to have an aerodynamic vehicle to lift off. And so the lunar lander itself was designed to operate completely in a vacuum, so it didn't have this sleek aerodynamic shape. It also wasn't an incredibly strong vehicle. It was it was wrapped in Mylar and had thin aluminum sheeting in places, and so the vehicle itself wasn't all that substantial.
What was the danger in taking off from the moon?
Well, unlike here on the Earth, where if something doesn't really quite work out right during the countdown and you're not quite comfortable with the situation, you can just sort of take a time out, take a breather, have your teams check everything, make sure everything's all right. On the moon, this was a one-time shot. That the construction of the rocket engine, the motor that was used in that base of that lunar module to take off again, was designed to be a one-shot, one-turn-on operation. There was no way to actually test this engine after it was built before it was used. So it was, you're on the moon, you're off there a quarter million miles from home, and you're testing this engine for the first time, and it better work that first time.
Unlike the International Space Station, for example, there was no second Apollo that was about to go up immediately that could have rescued anybody.
Yeah, that's right. There was no chance for Neil and Buzz on that surface. If something went wrong there, there's no way that Mike Collins, for instance, the closest human being to them orbiting around the moon in the command module, that command module was not designed to land on the surface. It didn't have enough fuel to get down to near the surface even to sort of pick them up in some way. If perhaps they had, like, limped into some barely feasible little orbit, it's possible that Mike could have come down and done something, but there was a good chance that he might have been coming home alone.
Well, it was a remarkable achievement all the way around, from liftoff to touchdown to coming back again. Just quickly, you have 5 seconds to answer. Are we going to Mars?
I certainly hope so. We will be someday. I don't know when it'll be, but hopefully someday very soon.
Okay. Dan Derda, planetary scientist at Southwest Research Institute, Department of Space Studies in Boulder, Colorado. And if you want to see video of the lunar liftoff on our website, takeaway.org.